The sixth day of the blessed month of Bermuda. The departure of Saint Mary of Egypt, the Anchorite. On this day in the year 421 AD, the hermit Saint Mary of Egypt passed away. She was born in the city of Alexandria around the year 345 AD to Christian parents. When she became 12 years old, Satan, the enemy of the good, deceived the young girl, Mary, and through her, not only did he catch her soul, but also other souls in doing evil. Mary continued in this sinful life for 17 years until the grace of God touched her life. She met people from Alexandria going to Jerusalem, so she went with them. She also continued her sinful life in Jerusalem until one day she wished to enter through the door of the Church of the Resurrection, but she felt a power preventing her from entering the church, and that was repeated several times. Right away, she realized that what was happening was because of her corruption. She lifted up her eyes with a broken heart before the icon of the Virgin Saint Mary, and she wept and interceded with her for the Lord to forgive her sins. Saint Mary confirmed her strong intentions of leaving the life of sin and the world totally. Then she entered the church without any hindrance, and she wept profusely and rejoiced for the acceptance of her repentance. She entreated God to guide her for what was pleasing to Him and to guide her in her new life. She stood before the icon of the Blessed Virgin Saint Mary and asked for her intercession. And she heard a voice coming out of the icon saying, "If you cross the Jordan River, you will find rest and salvation." And so Saint Mary left the church after she had confessed and partook of the holy mysteries. When the saint left the church, on her way she met a man who gave her 3 silver coins with which she bought bread. She then crossed the Jordan River to the wilderness, where she lived for 17 years, fighting the lusts and the evil desires. And she fought as she was fighting against real beasts until she overcame the enemy with the grace of God. And she sustained herself with the herbs and plants of the desert. In the 45th year of her seclusion, Saint Zosima went to the wilderness according to the custom of the monks of Palestine during the great fast for devotion and asceticism. Near the end of the holy fast, he saw on his way back this saint from afar, and he thought that she was a phantom. She fled from him, however. He ran after her until she hid herself behind a rock. And she talked to him, saying, "Oh, my father Zosima, forgive me. If you wish to talk to me, throw me something to cover myself, for I am naked." And he marveled, for she called him by his name. Saint Zosima threw to her his cloak, and she covered herself with it. And she asked him to bless her, for he was a priest. And he was amazed that she knew of his priesthood, and instead he asked her to bless him. He asked her about her life story, and she told him about all what had happened to her, and asked him to go back to his monastery and not to tell anyone about her. She also asked him to bring with him in the next year the Holy Eucharist to partake of it. In the next year, she met him by the Jordan River, and he was standing on the western shore of the river. She made the sign of the cross and walked over the water to the western shore. Saint Zosima marveled at that, and she partook of the holy mystery of communion. And she asked him to come to her in the next year. When he came to her in the following year, Father Zosima found that she had died while she was kneeling, and so he prayed over her. He found beside her a writing saying, "My father Zosima, bury the body of Mary, the wretched woman, and leave to the dust this sinful body, and pray on my behalf." After he had buried her, he returned to his monastery and told the monks her blessed biography. The Holy Father, Saint Zosima, visited her cave every year. All the years of her life were 76 years, and she had spent 47 of them in the wilderness. May the prayers of Saint Mary of Egypt be with us all, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.